happening there.
Excuse me.
And, boy, there's a lot of stuff going on here today. And I'm just sitting here with my friends Scott and Matt and Sean. Sean, I had to list you last because that's kind of a tradition here. Yes. So.
How we all feel.
That's right. So what's happening, Marion? We got a lot of stuff happening this week in Marion. Obviously, the big thing going on, it's not in Marion, but it's close enough to Marion, is the Bratwurst Festival. So we'll go through the list of all the things happening, Marion. I'll spend a little time talking about the Bratwurst Festival. But first, I just wanted to say, I know there was a lot of things last Saturday that I ran through. And I don't know about you, but I decided to take in a few of those things, as many as I could. I stopped to get some lunch at Amato's, wood-fired pizza. Had an excellent lunch at Amato's. But right in the middle of lunch, the tornado sirens started going off. And so people were scrambling everywhere to shut down their... It was actually like the Praise Fest was right around the corner. And so they were scurrying around trying to get the Praise Fest all gathered up. And
how did that go? I heard a lot about the build-up to that, but I didn't hear much about it.
It was actually very good. I was surprised they had a lot of people there. I haven't talked to Bob Goyer since then, but I would have to think that they were pleased with the number of people that were there taking part, especially the fact that they had to close a good hour early because of the storm coming in. But yeah, there was a good crowd there. Also, too, I stopped by the I didn't stop, but I actually drove by the car show, the Cleveland Memorial car show that they have every year, and they look like they had a good turnout there. And so there were people out Saturday doing things. So I don't know if you got caught in the bad weather, but and did vote Saturday afternoon. Now, this weekend, the fest is much better. I don't think we have any chance of tornadoes. Not that we knew about that leading up to last week, but I don't think we have much chance there. All right, so we are here at the Bratwurst Festival. I got to tell you, I did not realize that they schedule this many things, events going on during the Bratwurst Festival. I mean, every hour from 11 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night, they have an event of some kind going on. Just to give you an idea, they've got cream puff eating contest today. They got watermelon eating contest. They have a pizza eating contest, a mustache and beard contest, the men's legs contest, and then they've got performers. 1 foot in the grave, I could probably qualify for that. The Polka Pirates, Wayne Golub and Anthony Kolkar, and there's a water balloon toss. So there is just all kinds of things going on here at the Bratwurst Festival. Obviously, they have bratwurst here. And as Sean so articulated, there are other foods here. If you're one of those 1 in 4 million people that actually don't like bratwurst, you'll find plenty to eat here. So there's plenty going on today, and then it goes on tomorrow. And again, they have a full lineup of contests and performers. So there's plenty to do at the Bratwurst Festival. And while, yes, you'll probably spend some money buying food or something like that, the nice thing about the Bratwurst Festival is it's free to get in, and all the acts and shows on the various stages are free. So you really can take in a lot, do a lot, see a lot, and not feel the pinch a lot to your wallet. So I would encourage any of you that looking for something to do this weekend, if you want to travel outside of Marion, come up here to the Bratwurst Festival. And if you stop by, if you come up today and you stop by where we are, we're across from Wendy's. We're at 330 South Sandusky Street in front of the Bratwurst Festival office. If you stop by our table, I will say hello and shake your hand. And we've got people lining up to get Scott Spears' autograph. So we will do Scott Spears' autograph today.
Lines are long.
Lines are very long. Yes, sir. All right. So if you're not coming to the Bratwurst Festival, what else is going on that you can do this weekend? I'm glad you asked. Tonight at the Palace Theater, there's a performance of Next to Normal. And what that is, it's the dramatic story of Diana Goodman and her family traumatized by her mental illness. So, it's probably, they didn't really say, but I have a feeling it's a very heavy topic, but they probably, introduce certain amount of, enjoyment to it or lightness to it to make it enjoyable. So that is very something interesting. And actually, if anybody does go to that, the Palace Theater, Next to Normal, I would be interested in hearing about it next week. Give me a call next week because I'd really love to hear. Anyway, cost in is $26. The show is night at 7:30. Tomorrow night, Saturday, 7:30, and Sunday at 2. So that's the Palace Theater, Next to Normal. All right. Also tonight, the night hike at Marion OSU, Yoder Prairie. Adam mentioned this in the news report, so I'm just kind of reminding you. It's from 9:30 to 11 tonight. Some nighttime experiments, a little bit of family fun. Make sure you bring a flashlight or a headlamp that puts out red light. All right, tomorrow, Saturday, in Caledonia from 10 until 1 is the weekly Caledonia Farmers Market. Also tomorrow, for people in LaRue or LaRue,
mispronunciation of that word.
Well,
LaRue,
Ohio, is their weekly Saturday Farmers Market from 9 until 2. And if you're not familiar with LaRue, the Farmers Market is at 350 North High Street. So that's in LaRue tomorrow.
Wrong.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
You try to educate, try and inform. You can only do your best.
Yep. And, and then you just blame it on the way they were raised.
But your parents must have done a number on you. Oh, your poor parents. I never met them, but you never know.
That's okay, you never will. No. They're never they're never seen in the same room with me if they can help it. Tomorrow, Saturday, August 19th, Everett's 19th annual train show and swap meet. That's going to be held at the Marion Union Station, which is 532 West Center Street. And you can get, there are train displays, live music, there's a hot dog stand. It runs from 10 until 4, and it is free. And I might mention, if you've never been to the Marion Union Station, I was there last Saturday. See, Saturday I took in 3 or 4 of the sites around Marion. I took in a couple of the things going on around Marion. I'd never been to the Marion Union Station. And actually, that in itself is worth the trip because it's really interesting. All the different train, railroad memorabilia they have there. They've got, time schedules, train schedules. They show, in a switch yard, they've got displays of all the lights and switches that the guy uses to control it. And so that alone is worth going to at Marion Union Station. So if you go there for the train show and the swap meet, spend a little time walking around the exhibit there. Also tomorrow, the Woods Food Truck Festival. That's at the Woods Park and Pavilion at 1775 Marion Waldo Road, just on the outside of Marion there, from 11 to 8. And they're having games, giveaways and great food. Obviously, it's a food truck festival, but they got other things going on. And that's tomorrow from 11 to 8 at Woods Park and Pavilion. Also tomorrow, if you're not feeling like bratwurst and you're not feeling like food trucks, we got the Marion Blues Festival at 1770 Harding Way East, which, by the way, that's Buckeye Collision. And it runs from noon to 8. And they've got a full lineup of blues bands. They've got bouncy houses, food trucks. They are serving adult beverages. Bring your ID. There's a car show going on. There's vendors there. And the only thing you need to bring, because it's free admission, so the only thing you need to bring is a lawn chair blanket to take in the blues bands, and a little change in your pocket if you want to help yourself to the food truck. So that's tomorrow, the Marion Blues Festival. Also Saturday, tomorrow, is a craft show. And the craft show is, oh no, it's in LaRue, Ohio.
Now you got it. All parents right. Would be proud.
LaRue, Ohio craft show, and it's at 350 North High Street. So it's right there with the farmer's market. See, farmer's market, craft show, all that going on from 10 to 2 in LaRue, Ohio. Also Saturday, tomorrow. See, the last couple Saturdays, there's been a lot going on in Marion County and in Marion. So you have no excuse to stay at home. A lot of places you can send your kids to, so you can't stay at home, just send your kids there. All right, the 2023 Chicken Barbecue at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. The benefit is for Waldo Swim and Recreation. The cost is $15, and you can have dine-in or carry-out dinner. You get a half a chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and roll. And that's from 4 to 8. So 4 to 8 is the chicken barbecue at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waldo. If that wasn't enough, also on Saturday, tomorrow, we've got Tunes at Terradice. Terradice is one of the Marion County parks. And it's at 1536 Whetstone River Road North in Caledonia. And that's starting at 5 o'clock and is free. And it'll be the Marion Area Orchestra. So you can take in a free concert there at Terradice Park, Tunes at Terradice. Monday, August 21st. Yes, Scott?
Well, I was just mentioning to Matt that some queens were walking by, and I was going to tell him that's what the queens look like. Now I think he's going to go get them, so there might be some queens coming your way here in a moment.
We got to get a video of that, of Matt chasing down three queens. They don't know they're being stalked from the rear.
He's going after them. I was just going to say, Matt, maybe you could get a list of the queens, and we could set something up with them, but now he's going for them.
Oh, geez.
All right.
There's no stopping
it. It's a fun time here at the Bratwurst Festival. Monday, August 21st, is morning bird watching, and it's on the Marion Tall Grass Trail, and it's starting at the DeCliff parking lot. DeCliff. So that, and usually things happening on the Tall Grass Trail are at the trailhead. So this is not at the trailhead. It's at the DeCliff parking lot in DeCliff. And that's at 8 o'clock Monday morning, the Monday morning bird watching. All right. Also Monday, August 21st, with the Marion County Public Library, is the Lap Sit Baby Time from 10 until 10:30. And it's for 0 to 24 months old, that's 2-year-old, 0 to 24 months. They do songs, bouncy rhymes, books, little finger play. So that's for 0 to 24 months, Monday, Marion Public Library, lap sit time. Tuesday, the next day at the Marion Public Library, is book show and tell for adults. It's at 3 o'clock in the program room, and it's a wide open thing. If you have a book that you really like, you can bring it in, you can share, and basically it's just an open discussion. So book show and tell for adults, Tuesday, 3 o'clock at the Marion Public Library. Looks like Matt was unsuccessful. Wednesday, August 23rd, Downtown Marion Senior Day. This is being sponsored by the Kingston residents, and it's Downtown Senior Day from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock at the Brickyard on Main. And they're having bingo, performance by the group Full Moon, and there will be free door prizes there. Matt, here's your chance. That's the Downtown Marion Senior Day, sponsored by the Kingston Residences. So were we successful, Scott?
Oh, Lord. I've scheduled them for 12:15, so at 12:15, we're going to have the Queens here.
Okay. So you've scheduled them. In other words, you bailed Matt out.
I did. He was bringing them back here. I said, we can't interrupt this show. We've got to get those Queens on at 12:15. And possibly, we've got word, too, that we may have some polka music.
Hey!
The 12 o'clock hour is going to be hot. And there's also an Ohio State football player across the way over here. We're going to be possibly talking to him. You cannot switch the dial.
We're going to have to stay past 1 o'clock.
We might have to. It might be a rollover today.
It might
be a rollover.
All right. So that's the Downtown Marion Senior Day in Brickyard on Main. All right. Thursday evening is the Downtown Farmers Market in Marion. That's every Thursday till October from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the corner of Church and Main. Now, we still have going on. If you feel like something that's not going to cost you anything and you want to get out, walk around downtown, you can walk around downtown and take in the Cardinals. And there are 17 Cardinals that are part of the Cardinal Project. They've been painted by local artists. And you can get a program that gives you a little map and shows you all the places to go to see the Cardinals. And that is the Cardinal Project. Stop at the Visitors Bureau on Center Street. And of course, we have Marion's Amazing Treasure Scavenger Hunt is still going on. Pick up a playing card at 198 West Center Street, and there are instructions on the card. So which football player are we going to have?
Well, I don't know. I think that's him, but that's what Matt's trying to figure out here. All it says on the sign is OSU football player. Yeah. I think it's James Cotton, but I'm not sure.
Wow. This is not the Senator Cotton.
No, I don't believe so. Not that I'm aware of.
All right. So that's what's going on Marion and Marion area this week. And there's certainly plenty to do and plenty to do Saturday. I thought I'd take a few minutes and tell you a little bit about the Marion parks. I'm doing these one park at a time. Last week I talked about Greenspur. Today I want to talk about my experience when I went to Marion Tallgrass Trail. And for those of you who didn't hear me last Friday, I have to preface this with a little bit of background. I'm originally born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. So my experience, and I lived there for 40 years, my experience with parks is it's all about what I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. And Columbus, Ohio has the metro parks, and they have several metro parks. You may be familiar with some of them, Blendon Woods, High Banks Park, there's the Schrock Park, and there are actually several. But those were the ones that were there when I was growing up, and they've since opened a lot more. But these parks are huge parks. There, you know, you have several different parking areas that you can park in. You have several different shelter house areas and picnic tables where you can have family reunions and birthday parties. It's not unusual to go to a park in Columbus, like Blendon Woods, and there may be three or four different families having birthday parties or family reunions there. And there's kids on swing sets and just all kinds of things going on. So then I come up here to Marion County, and it's a whole different experience because the parks in Marion County are like 7 acres, like they have a green spurt, or they're like the Marion Tallgrass Trail, which is an old railroad track or old railroad track bed that they've removed the tracks, they've paved it, and so it's therefore a hiking or biking trail. And the park consists of that area that was the train right away. So I think the major difference between the parks in Columbus and the parks in Marion is in Columbus, it's about all the different, you know, swing sets and toys and places the kids can go, and you can bring a big group there and you can cook out. Whereas in Marion, it seems to be the emphasis is more on just get away, get back to nature. You know, you can go there and you can, you know, like when I went to Greensboro a week ago, I was the only person there. And they, as I said, there's one picnic table there. And the parking lot could hold about, you know, 6 cars. So it's really about getting back to nature. So I thought I'd share my experience with you this morning on the Marion Tallgrass Trail. If you've never been there, I highly recommend it if you've never been there. What it is, again, it's a 12.5-mile paved trail that goes along the old railroad tracks. And it runs from Holland Road to Hardin County Line. Now, you can park off the Holland Road Trail, the Holland Road Trailhead. They have parking there. And actually, they have a fair amount of parking. There was probably, when I was there, there was as few as 4 cars and as many as 8 cars, but they had room for about 20 cars. So there's ample parking there. And they do have a playground. There are roughly 6 of those climbing toys, climbing apparatuses that your kids can climb on. It's geared toward preschool and early elementary age. There is a nature center there where they have a lot of the special events. And there's a shelter house there, and the shelter house has 6 tables. So it's quite adequate for the amount of traffic that they get there. Now, it is a 12.5-mile trail that you can hike along or bike along, whatever. But the warning, my warning to you is there's only one portable toilet there at the trailhead. And then if you go hiking along the trail, you aren't going to run into another facilities. There is one exception to that, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But basically, the toilet is there. Now, a side note, because my background is in the portable toilet industry, and so I always notice these kinds of things. And the company that services the portable toilet services it every Monday. So if you go there on Saturday or Sunday, the toilet's been used all week and is getting used on the weekend. So just a word of caution, they do have a portable toilet facility and it is maintained, but the guy cleans it on Monday, so it's already dirty by the weekend. My recommendation would be, if there's James Anderson, if you're listening, is that they should make some kind of arrangements with their portable toilet company to get it cleaned on Fridays. That way you got a nice clean toilet for your weekend people. Anyway, there's also a drinking fountain there at the Marion Tallgrass Trail. Now, most of the people that I encountered on the trail were in that had, you know, parked there. It's easy access, and then they were walking, and you could walk. It's really kind of if you go to the trailhead, you can walk 1 mile to where it crosses a road, and then by this lake that they have, and then turn around and walk back, and it's a nice 2 mile walk. And that's really what most people seem to be doing. It's a mile out and a mile back, and it's a nice 2 mile walk. And I saw probably, there was probably a dozen people when I was there. And there's, it's where 203 crosses the trail. And there is also a grassy lot you could park there. But it makes for a nice little walk, a 2 mile walk, turn around when you come to 203 and walk back. There is a parking lot, and I don't know where it is. It's roughly, I think, about mile 5 or 6 at where Espyville Road and the Espyville Baptist Church. And the Espyville Baptist Church lets people park there. So you could go and park at the Espyville Baptist Church and then hike over to the trail and join the trail there. And you're in a nice wooded section, and there aren't many people around at all. So you can walk in woods, and you can walk a mile or so completely wooded. There is, it does go through, when I take you back to the beginning, that first mile, and it's not long after that that the trail goes through the Big Island Wildlife Area. So you are out in the open, and the Saturday that I was there, it was a hot, sunny Saturday, so that part of the walk would have been a little bit uncomfortable. So the first mile is in woods, then you go through the Big Island Wildlife Area, you're out in the open, and then when you cross Espyville Road, you're in a wooded area again. So what's really nice about this trail for the 12 miles, you travel through villages. You go through two villages, DeCliff and Espyville. You see prairies, like in the Big Island Wildlife Area. And you go through wooded areas. There was a lot of wooded areas. So it's really nice. It's real nice. And let's see. There is, in that first mile, there's a little lake there. And then there's an aircraft area, but it's the aircraft, like hobby aircraft. They have I didn't write it down, and I can't remember it. Shame on me. But it's at the Marion Club that does their aircraft. And so you have there an observation deck right off of the trail. So if it happens to be one of the day when they're flying their model aircrafts, you can watch them from the observation deck. So that trail goes right by there. Let's see, Espyville. Again, it's heavily wooded. Now, there aren't any signs or any markers, but it's obvious where the trail is. You can just see it there. If you go on down, I think it's about mile 8, and the road for DeCliff crosses the path, and the village of DeCliff is there. And that's actually a nice little parking area. That would be a good area to join the trail. Again, if you want to get away from all the people, and there wasn't that many, it was about a dozen, but all the people that are walking from the trailhead, go down to DeCliff. And they have a mini little park there in DeCliff. It has a shelter house with two picnic tables, and there is a portable toilet there. It's not a portable toilet that is for the trail, it's for the park there, so it's a different company. And so it has a different service day, and it's actually the cleaner of the two portable toilets. So my recommendation is, if you're going to walk the trail, go down to DeCliff to the park, park your car there, walk around there. That way, if you have to use the toilet, it's cleaner. Now, I found a very interesting thing there. They have, as part of the DeCliff Park, on the trail, they have a bike repair station. And at the bike repair station, you can actually, if you have a bicycle, you can actually get it up on the stand there. And it has, they have a flathead screwdriver, a Phillips head screwdriver. They have two wrenches that are similar to like your standard box wrenches. They have two tire tools. They have one set of Allen wrenches of various sizes. And you can get air fill for your tires. And I was really impressed. I had never seen that before. So, and then check out when you're there, the wood swing there at the shelter house. It was part of a senior project. Actually, I believe it was an Eagle Scout. It's part of a project. And so, yeah, so the DeCliff Mini Park is actually very nice. You got shelter houses, picnic tables, wood swing, you got a portable toilet, and you got the, which I'd never seen before, a bike. Oh. That's what you're going to expect to find at Marion Tallgrass Trail. Highly recommended if you want to just get out and get back to nature. And like I said, if you start at the trailhead off of Holland Road, there'll probably be a few other people there hiking. If you go down to either Espyville and join the trail at Espyville Baptist Church, or drive on down to DeCliff and join it in DeCliff, you probably won't see anybody. You'll be walking by yourself. And again, it's a 12.5 mile. And what's nice is those breaks, if you want to do a 2 mile, 204, turn around and come back. If you want to go for about 10 miles, you can walk down to Espyville and turn around and come back. So you've got different options there. So that was my experience at the Tallgrass Trail. So folks, there's a lot of things going on in Marion, around Marion, up here in Bucyrus. And so no excuse to stay home this week. So Scott.
Was that the show?
That was the show.
And we've got, it's a beautiful show, and we've got 14 minutes left. Now, we have got an hour coming up next hour. Not that this hour wasn't great, not that the whole broadcast this morning hasn't been great, but we got, I've been doing some booking. But this is my department.
So you know, so give us some teasers for the next hour.
These are all possibilities, but there's a good possibility we are going to have polka music live on the air in the next hour. A very good possibility that we are going to have an OSU football player at some point today. Very good possibility that we are going to have queens galore in their dirndls coming up. Now, Matt.
Does Matt know what a dirndl is?
Do you know what a dirndl is, Matt? Have you learned now?
Yeah.
Now, Matt, tell us, because you actually did some of the up-close booking. I get more of the point and go get those people type of booking. So you tell us firsthand what went on. You were with three different groups of queens, the middle queens, the very young queens, and the older queens. What's happening?
I asked one of them.
That's the mic. So, we'll get there.
So the younger queens, I asked them, and the first one, the first time I said it, only one of them heard me, and she was like, no. But then,
no. What did you say?
I asked the whole group as a whole, and then the lady was like, yeah.
What did you ask them?
She's just in there.
What did you ask them? What did you say?
Listen, you guys like to be on the radio. We saw you guys with the sash and the dirndls.
Yeah. And they said, we'll be back at 12:15.
And then I, yep.
Then the younger ones who came through the alley over there.
I was pointing to.
You were pointing to. So what happened there?
They said that they would be over here too. They were also excited.
Then the old girls.
They said, depends, what do you need from us?
We need driver's license, passport, all those things. When you told them interview, what'd they say?
They said, possibly, we'll see.
Possibly?
Yep.
Well, we're going to have queens here regardless, coming up at 12:15. Now, the Polka Pirates, I have actually made direct contact with, and they're going to try to get, the Polka Pirates is a big band, and they're going to try to get some of them here between 12 and 1. So that's going to be something to behold. And James Cotton. You've talked to James Cotton, OSU football player.
I have. He's supposed to, we're going to do a video with him around 12:30, and we're going to see if...
Facebook.
Yep, and we're going to see if we can't try to get him on later sometime.
Well, maybe he'll come on the nightly show tonight with Carrington and Sean and I. I'm also going to try to get some polka music for that show tonight.
That'd be great.
And maybe the Queens. Now, look at Facebook, because we're going to take... Sean and Matt are going to be... There are videographers, photographers, are both good, so they're both going to be in action when the Queens are here, because this is the money today. This is the Money Hour coming up with the Queens and the Dirndls and the Polka, because people who are listening always say, what did that look like there? It's going to be wonderful. Are you excited?
I am, because I just want to hear the polka music.
Well, the Polka Pirates, last time, I'm going to give you the answer that the Polka Pirates gave me. Well, Sean, you tell us how you feel about all this, and I'm going to look for the Polka Pirates answer.
Well, I think it's a great day. It actually turned out to be a great day, and people are all nice. You know, people are nice here.
How can you say people are nice when you've been called fatso?
Oh, you're right.
Well, I'm nice.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the Polka Pirates said, hopefully we will get guys there early, and that would be awesome.
Oh, yes. All right.
That's the Polka Pirates.
I've got to be a polka.
You know,
don't like bratwurst, don't like polka. Why don't we just pack up and leave?
I'm just not a polka. I mean, I don't care.
You will when it's here. It's upbeat now. It's a whole new type of polka.
You like mariachi music, Mexican mariachi music.
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
Yeah. They sound a lot alike.
Yeah, yeah. Was James Cotton ever involved in any crimes? Because I'm not sure to ask him if he was.
No, yeah.
We'll Google him right now.
I like to alienate the guests before they come over.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, can we see your rap sheet before we interview you?
Yeah. Tell me about the biggest regret in your life and you'll find out what's going on. Oh, man, it's getting big here. The exchange club today is going to be hot, folks. So whatever you're doing right now, if you're washing the dog, if you're peeling the potatoes, if you're making some of that nasty, nasty biscuits and gravy, flour gravy, man, plug in your sink and your garbage disposal.
Sean, would you eat a bratwurst if we put sausage gravy on the bratwurst? Would you eat it then?
I think if the taste was probably, yeah.
He'd eat this table if you put sausage and biscuits and gravy on it.
I love sausage, yeah. When I go to Bob Evans, I always order extra. I say everything extra. Because they don't give you enough these days.
That's exactly what they're trying to do with you. Portion control.
But you know what?
They're in business to make money.
Now that's the subject we'll tear into.
But you know what? It'll make sense. Is if people that you are going on a diet, you cut your arm and a leg and go be on the diet. But regular fat food is cheap. But they tell people it's cheaper. And not always. No, think about it. You can go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger. If you go get a salad at McDonald's,
they don't even have salads anymore. They got rid of their salads.
Not enough people eat them. Yeah.
I'm just using it for them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Salad costs more than
them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to buy the salad. They want you to buy the hamburgers.
Yeah.
So your point was?
So they complain about people being obese.
Who does?
The world. They say there's too much fat people. Well, I mean,
I haven't seen a whole lot of that.
The food is too expensive.
Who goes around complaining about that? There's too many fat people around here. We gotta clean this place up.
No, it's on the news all the time. Obesity is out of control.
Well, that's a news report. That's not people going to say, let's clean up the world from me. It's large people.
I'm just saying that. I guess when I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do what Matt did. Just get, like, you know.
One clot in your leg?
$80,000 surgery. Get your leg chopped up.
Oh, and by the way, you'll lose weight.
Yeah, that'll be the side effect of that whole deal. My word, I'm excited. Well, if we don't get to it, maybe we should talk about it now. We can talk a little bit about the Trump and Fourth Indictment, since that was something Matt wanted to talk about and Pastor wanted to talk about and Sean wanted to talk about. President Donald Trump was indicted for the fourth time this week, this time in Georgia, not on the federal level, and he was indicted with several other people, I believe 19 other people, including former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, and Mark Meadows, his chief of staff at the time, and also many lawyers were indicted. And this is the way it goes. It's basically, without getting into the counts, which obviously I don't have in front of me, I can hear the polka music.
Yep.
I think that's tape polka music, but I hear the polka music. apparently, it has to do with election fraud and saying things that weren't true, filing reports that weren't true, and placing a phone call, which we all have pretty much heard at this point, asking, find me more votes in this area by the president himself. That's the story. And now, what would you like to say?
Oh, I like to say, keep it coming. My to-do every state right now is keep on coming. Because that's making Donald Trump feel higher.
But his financial situation is very poor at this point. I have seen that.
It is, and he's raising money right now.
Yeah, but shouldn't you be raising money for a campaign, paying your legal bills? I mean, this is just a question because that is what's going on.
Hey, I will probably contribute when I get a new job.
Okay. What do you think, Matt?
Is it even legal to use campaign funds for groceries?
There's only a certain amount that has to go toward the campaign. It's a very low amount. I think it's 20% or lower. And that's pretty much what it is right now because I don't know where his money's tied up at, to be honest with you, but a lot of money's being spent on these lawyers, and I saw the trajectory. I mean, 4 cases, 2 federal, 2 state, it's a lot of money.
I mean, like, there's the voice clip of him asking the governor to find him, like, it was like, what, 48,000 votes or something like that?
Yeah. Pastor?
Hey, it'll be interesting to watch. Again, you know, I try to listen to the legal experts. And they say, you know, it's a very hard thing to prove because what he did was no different than Al Gore did and others have done. Hillary Clinton did when they, you know, contest an election, say that they have evidence that this was fraudulent, that was fraudulent. But this one time, you know, somebody wants to try and prosecute. So they're going to have a tough time proving it because what they have to prove. What they have to prove is that his claims were false and he knew that they were false. And that's what's going to be hard that they're going to have to prove.
Just to be even-handed on this, I think he is in trouble with the phone call because he's telling it was the Secretary of State in Georgia as the sitting president to find me more votes.
Right.
And that does not, it's not find more people who voted for me. It's not, you might have made a mistake in the vote counting there. It's, I need these votes to be ahead in Georgia. Find me more votes. And the phone call was taped. I don't know how he didn't know that a phone call like that would be taped, but I think that's probably going to be a big problem. And also the papers that Rudy Giuliani filed saying the things that he did, which were not true.
They, you know, what's the definition of find? If something is there but it's lost, then you need to find it. That's the way he says he was using find. He wasn't using it from a standpoint, make some, go create some. He was saying find them because he believed that they were not counted. So that is going to be a major point in this case is what did he mean by that?
Well, I guess my question would be, and again, it's just trying to be fair here, why did he not call other states where the votes weren't close and say, find me? If he was really worried about election fraud, or any of them were, why didn't they call Ohio a state that he won? Why didn't they call...
Because you would concentrate, if you felt that votes weren't getting counted, you would obviously concentrate on those states where there was close enough that would make a difference. Why waste your time calling Ohio when it's not going to make a difference there?
Well, I don't know. I guess if there's voter fraud, there's voter fraud.
Right.
I would think if, like, and I will go back to Hillary Clinton here, when she did claim that she won the 2016 election, her complaint was not that any one state did anything. Her complaint that was Russia interfered and the whole election process was skewed. I don't know that I've ever heard any one person say that one state that they did not win was off. And that's an odd thing to me because Nixon could have done that.
Well, that's what Al Gore did. That's what Al Gore claimed in 2000.
But the Supreme Court decided that.
Right. But I think he made that claim.
But they didn't count the votes.
Right.
But I don't think Al Gore called the Secretary of State and said, find me those votes. That's the difference. And I think that's going to ultimately be Donald Trump's difference because the precedent is what you just set the precedent. When it happened with the Supreme Court and Al Gore in Florida with George W. Bush in 2000, he didn't call the Secretary of State and say, find me more votes down there. And that ultimately becomes the problem because nobody's ever Nixon. In the Kennedy election in 1960, dead people got out of the grave and voted in Chicago. You know, yeah. And Nixon didn't call Chicago and said, find me more votes.
Or kill those people off.
And Nixon really could have contested that. So I think that's ultimately going to be the issue in Georgia. And also that Fulton County is highly Democratic.
I just think it's all fake news.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting.
Didn't Fox News lose a lawsuit to the people who to the machines, like count the votes, because yes, they were promoting the same thing Donald Trump was promoting?
Well, I don't know if they lost the lawsuit, but they settled with them for millions of dollars.
So they lost.
Take it any way you would like. But I guess it's an interesting thing because it's never happened. 91 indictments. Whether you, if you're innocent of every one of them, that still is going to be financially draining. And I would also think hurtful along the line. Will he appear in this debate this week? No? Ain't going to do it? That could hurt him, because one of his strong suits has always been being on television. And will people think that he... Why will people think that he's not appearing in 20 seconds?
It's because the liberals...
No, this is with the conservative. This is the Republican debate.
Whatever it is.
You know, I think...
See, when people immediately go to that, but that's a problem.
See, I think a lot of people don't even feel he needs to go to the...
Yeah, because he's...
Could be, we're going to break. We're coming back. Lots more. The Butler's stuff. Right.